Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart. We have Larry, our updater, on with us. And there's all kinds of things, of course, going on, as we indicated on the blog and on our announcement for the show tonight. As promised, everything has changed, and it's going to continue to change. Hi, Larry. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Where do we start with this thing? I mean, we've got Israel and BBs and discussions with Trump. We've got what appears to be a joint military effort between Russia and the United States that nobody knows about. Trump has derailed the TPP, renegotiating NAFTA. He's stopping all the funding for Obamacare. He stopped all the funds for abortions. According to what information I can find, he has also gone to RFK, Robert Kennedy Jr., for his work on vaccines. And according to everything I can find, Joan Rappaport claims that Kennedy has stated that Trump has hired him to investigate all of this. And I've got a search of all thing we can get into later, but it's confirmed by what Kennedy did say. Where do you want to start? he's really moving. So, go ahead.
I was just going to mention, you said, where did we start? I guess we can start with day one, which actually they called day one today. And
yes.
Matter of fact, he was up working at 7 o'clock this morning and having meetings. And, I mean, he was on a roll from early morning, you know, and the mainstream press can't even keep up with him. He is so far outrun all the mainstream press. And, of course, you know, the left is in a – they're actually – and I'll say it again. They actually act like they're going insane.
Well, they're grasping at any straw they can grasp on. Of course, again, we have to say, if Trump is for real, and it's beginning to look like he really is, or maybe being used, we could put it that way, but to him, he appears – and even his son says, people just don't know Donald Trump. Those that do know him really like him, and they say he is a very, how do I say, gets small amount of sleep and is busy every day, all day long, and very seldom even takes breaks. He's just on the go all the time. They've never had a president like this. I mean, everybody's beginning to say, hey, wait a minute, this is something different we're being involved with here. What do you think? I mean, it just sounds bizarre how the press is handling this.
Well, what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that so far he's only got two appointees actually commissioned and at work. And the rest of them, I did hear a couple of them may have been confirmed late tonight. And, you know, but here he is. You know, he was working from at this. They call this day one. But he was working all weekend. You remember, he started having meetings and working, you know, all through the weekend right after the inauguration. He never even slowed down. And
yes.
What's interesting, Stuart, I've monitored. Of course, people do know that I'm diminished right now. You know, they took out my
email
account. They took out Yahoo Group. It's still not up. I may be down a while. So they can go to my blog, and if they can't figure out how to go to my blog, they're beyond help. But I tell you what, Stuart, what's so interesting is even I am able to watch the world news, and what's going on around the world that Trump has his fingers in is incredible, and the mainstream media and even any of the media in America is not even covering this stuff. I don't even know if they know what's happening.
Yeah, it seems like they're more interested in counting heads at the inauguration. And that's their big deal, that somehow this press secretary lied to everybody and Trump lied to everybody. And actually, this is my opinion. I can't prove it. But that deal on the bust of Martin Luther King being removed was deliberate. It was willfully
sure,
done. The guy can sit there and say, that was a mistake. I didn't mean to do it. That's baloney. He knew exactly what he was doing. That's my opinion. I got a right to it. And I think they're all a bunch of liars, just like Trump says they're a bunch of liars. And I think the American people are going to finally figure out that they are a bunch of liars. I don't think we got much more time left, but maybe what's going on is, you know, the Lord says, I'm going to reveal all that which is hidden. And Trump is definitely doing that. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Look, they call this day one. You know, when Trump began this election, he actually began to draw the evil out into the open, into the light where people could see it. They've tried everything. You know, they're like those three monkeys, you know, that has one of them has his hands over his ears. One has his hands over his eyes. And I don't know what the other one's doing with his hands, maybe over his mouth.
And over his mouth, I think. See no evil, speak no evil,
hear no evil, speak no evil. But, you know, the thing is, they can't cover it up. And like you said, you know, this deal with Martin Luther King's bust, that was an absolute, that was an assault against Trump to undermine him and destroy him with the racism ticket. And of course, that's all they got. They have nothing other than lies. And as I've said before, they're so concerned because he can bypass mainstream media, which I guess CNN is still the Clinton News Network. I hadn't heard any changes, and it appears that's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, and of course they worship Obama, and they're still worshiping Obama. And I guess they can't figure out he's not in Washington anymore at the moment. So they're still trying to destroy Trump. And, you know, the irony of this is, Stuart, you know, Trump, you know, they act like they're going to stop him from becoming president. Stuart, Trump is the president. That's the reality.
Yes.
He is the president.
Yeah, they just will not. Well, it's an insult. What the Democrats are doing, I think what we're involved in, as you know, I think very well, we're involved in a communist Marxist coup that was underway, and underway with George H.W. Bush, George W., and the Clintons, and the New World Order is basically a communist, Marxist, United Nations martial law system. And Trump comes along here and throws a monkey wrench into the works. Now, if Trump is part of this overall plan, and he may not know it, he will simply be used to bring in the chaos, so which ultimately brings in the New World Order. We know from Psalm 2, the New World Order has to come in. We know from the prophecies of Daniel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and the Lord himself that, yeah, we're going to have a New World Order that's going to be brutal in what it does to the masses of the people. But here we are, and you're right. They just don't want to admit that, hey, Trump is president of the United States, like it or lump it. And I watched part of that press conference, and I thought the guy did a wonderful job handling all of that.
Absolutely. And another thing I found out today, and could confirm that, the bill in Congress, there is a bill in Congress that's been introduced to defund the UN and actually remove the UN from the United Nations, what we're talking about, from U.S. territory. So this is in progress already, and I know that there's a lot of really crazy stuff going on at the UN right now. so we're watching all of this, and at the same time, Trump is rolling forward as fast as he can go, even without really hardly any administration working at all. I mean, seriously, just moving forward without an administration, basically. He's functioning, and I think they're in awe that they haven't stopped him. They haven't stopped him cold like they thought they would. Now, what's interesting today, I was listening, Stuart, and I'd kind of like your opinion on this. They keep bringing up, connecting him with JFK, and today I was listening, and they were talking about him and Reagan. Now, what happened to JFK and what happened to Reagan? Well, they got shot, didn't they?
Yeah, and I'm beginning to wonder if this is not a clue or a forewarning somehow of what they have planned. They have tried everything to stop Trump, right? I mean, even when he began to run, when he came down the elevator and announced at Trump Tower and everybody's laughing, well, you're some sort of a clown. You're never going to be president. What in the world do you think you're doing? Well, of course, he became president. I don't think they understand what kind of a guy they're dealing with. You don't become a multi-billionaire by being an idiot. You become that by working hard, and he does. And so obviously he's developed tremendous talent in the art of negotiations, and some people say probably some of it a little shady on the side. But, hey, that's how they operate. This is what real business is all about, and unfortunately, in a lot of cases, it's become totally unethical, totally corrupt. But I think Donald is trying to really drain the swamp, just like he said.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting. What's so interesting is some people are already saying he started draining the swamp before he actually got in there. Well, because a whole lot of the swamp, or at least 70 of the Democrats, wouldn't even show up for the inauguration, so they left D.C. immediately before he was inaugurated. And maybe the swamp's already running out now, ahead of time. But I was just going to mention also, though, he's got a lot of establishment Republicans, and he's not doing it their way.
Yeah, and he's going to run into all kinds of trouble, and I think they've run out the communist Marxist New World Order boys and girls have sort of run out of options with Trump, and he's kind of like the elephant in the china closet, and he's smashing all their fine dishes and silverware, and they don't like it. And, Schumer is another example of it. Here he is trying to block all of the appointments. And have you heard any more about the Supreme Court appointment? I know they were going to announce something, but I never heard that they did. Did you hear anything?
I heard Judge Napolitano talking about that this morning, and he mentioned these things. Which are really interesting. He mentioned that they were already supposed to have brought out the name of the one they want appointed, the nominee, so to speak, and something occurred that they had to put that off, and they're talking now, maybe in about a week, they will bring the name. Matter of fact, Napolitano says it's so secret and held so close, he don't even know who the short list is of the appointment people. And on the other hand, he also mentioned that the Clintons were kind of scrambling right now because, and you remember, it's very interesting that at a meeting the other day on the weekend with law enforcement, you remember Trump grabbed and shook the hand of James Comey and hugged him and kind of patted him on the shoulder and remarked how, he was actually becoming, more a celebrity than Trump was. And kind of joked, but now Napolitano said today that the FBI has two ongoing investigations into the Clintons, and now Napolitano says that they need to really be worrying because since Obama didn't pardon her, that there's rumors that the email scandal is returning. So this is incredible. I've never seen you know, the chess pieces, so to speak, in Washington, D.C. moving so fast.
Well, I think they're playing with the wrong chess player. I think he and Putin, we'll get to that in a minute, but I guess my advice to Hillary and Bill Clinton would be they better get on their little tricycles and start pedaling fast because otherwise they're probably going to be looking through bars. What is this business of the Russia and the USA now conducting joint military strikes against ISIS in Syria? What's going on there? And I heard a rumor or a rumble about kicking Iran out of Syria. What's the latest there?
Well, there's an incredible move going on in the Middle East right now, and it's behind the scenes, and we're not hearing any of it. You know, Deputy Files reporting, which is really shocking information, says today, and of course we're doing this January the 23rd, I guess it is.
Yep.
Says the first joint U.S.-Russian airstrikes in Syria are underway under a Trump administration as U.S. and Russian bombers attack ISIS targets in eastern Syria near the Deir ez-Zor region. And that's really interesting. We don't know that's going on. And on the other hand, Deputy File also reported Moscow is acting to oust Iran from Syria and bombing ISIS positions, says Trump indicates he is a partner in the war on ISIS and ready to clip Iran's wings. Now, what do you think of that?
That is maybe why Daniel chapter 8 is coming into view. Iran has already threatened Trump. You mess with our deal that we made, we're gonna do something about it. Putin is the wrong guy to say that to, and I believe Trump basically has the same attitude Putin does. They're both egomaniacs. You got to be what they are. Let's be honest. They have huge egos. And this is going to get really interesting. And if they are conducting joint military strikes, which you'd have to do, you have to coordinate that. And it has to be very closely coordinated. That can't happen unless Trump has already given the okay through back channels to Russia. And we have, what's his name now, head of, what do you call it, the military group.
Yeah,
so
Mattis.
He's already head of the Defense Department, right? I mean, he got appointed, and he went to work right away.
That's true.
So there's an awful lot going behind the scenes.
Well, another thing, too, and I'd like your opinion on this, too. In the background, there's reports that Russia has now begun ordering Hezbollah out of Syria. And there is some background meetings being held as we speak about replacing possibly Assad in Syria as the leader. And there is a report, I don't have his name handy, but there is a general, one of Assad's generals that had fled Syria, now being talked about being ushered in possibly to the leadership over Syria. So there is some big stuff going on in the Middle East that we are totally unaware of. And of course, I've already told you about Netanyahu moving the Era 3 defense system, missile defense systems out that can not only hit ballistic missiles that are outside our atmosphere, but it can also drop a missile onto the location of the launch. In other words, if it's launched out of Tehran, or it's launched out of Damascus, another missile could replace it coming back down from Israel into the location of the launch. So, you know, that's going on along with the Israeli Defense Forces deploying all across Israel. There's something about to occur over there, and it seems like the three wild cards are somehow locked in step in this, even though they appear not to be involved with each other very much at the moment. Netanyahu, Trump, and Putin seem to be totally aware of what's going on in the Middle East and what's happening, whether it's hidden or out in the open. there's a plan being done, and I don't think it's a new world order.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think this is something that may bring in the new world order, but it's not the new world order itself. Now, Trump and Bibi are having telephone discussions already, as I understand it, right? And he's going to be invited over here very soon?
Yeah, they've been talking all weekend, I think, and even had a call between them this morning. And the reports that Netanyahu will be coming over to meet with Trump at the White House shortly. And so this is ongoing. And also there are reports, I saw scattered reports today that Mattis and maybe someone he's using is also communicating with Putin in the background. So, you know, I tell you what, I think that may be what has got the establishment system, Democratic or Republican, so infuriated is this background negotiations and plans are being done without them.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to do that. That's like controllers. They have to be in on, I'm sure people have worked with people that hover over you and got a mini, how do they call that? They direct everything that you're doing. It's frustrating. And the establishment is sort of like that. And I don't think Trump is like that. I think Trump is the type of guy that hauls somebody in, says, can you do the job? Yes, sir. Well, then go do it. And if you don't do it right, I'm going to fire you. You know, but he leaves him alone. And
well, I had heard
Trump's going to work
backup,
that way.
Yeah, I was just going to mention to back up or verify what you just said. I had heard, you know, he's not confirmed yet, but the guy that's going to be over the Department of Agriculture is a
yep.
farmer.
Gee, well, that makes a little sense. I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe he's very, I think he's very logical. After all, the Lord is the author of all logic. And this is something that people seem to have lost. What they're doing is not even logical. I was listening to some of the comments of the women that were in these marches, you know, against Trump. They didn't even know why they were marching. They really didn't have any idea what they were doing or what they were associating with. And I just can't imagine that we have slipped so far down the road that women are in favor of not only abortions, but cutting up the babies and selling their body parts. But that's what they were really marching about. That's
well,
what they're showing support for.
Yeah, this is what's interesting, Stuart, and I'd kind of like your opinion on this. Trump signed an executive order today stopping all payments out of the U.S. to other governments all over the world for funding abortions. All that funding to the rest of the world for the U.S. to pay for the babies that are killed there has stopped. He signed the executive order today, and Kellyanne Conway came out, and they began to hammer her about all the women this and all the women that, and she asked the reporters, and probably she's the only one that could ask this question about being hung on a cross. She says, can we stop talking about vaginas now?
Yes. I mean, it's ridiculous. And but again, you know, I don't think a lot of these women understand why they were in the streets in the first place. In fact, they Judge Jeannie there went out and interviewed some of them. She couldn't really get any straight answers. It was kind of like blank stares. Why are you doing this? What are you doing it for? They didn't know. Switching over, away from Trump, if that's possible. What's this storm in California that's just ripping up the state? And I'm wondering if that doesn't have something to do with what they've given the finger to the Lord. I don't know how many times. Maybe he's getting tired of it.
Yeah, this is what's interesting. I found it. I tried to connect one or two dots together, see if I could get a picture. This storm actually began to hit about the time Obama was getting ready to relinquish the presidency and leave Washington. And what was interesting, when this storm did hit, it hit about the region there, Palm Springs, California. And remember, if you watch the news, you saw Obama you know, meet Trump at the White House, and then mm-hmm. Trump walked Obama and his family out to the helicopter that took them to what they called Executive One instead of Air Force One, and it was going to fly him to Palm Springs so he could vacation, he and his family. Well, when the storm would not leave there, the storm wouldn't go away, so when the Air Force One, or Executive One, if you want to call it that, arrived in the region, it couldn't land him at Palm Springs because of the storm, and so they had to fly him to an Air Force base up in Northern California and drop him off there. So I find that rather telling, and at the same time, we had an 8.0 earthquake out in the Ring of Fire, Papua New Guinea, which received zero. Stuart, this received zero, not even honorable mention. Isn't it incredible we can have eights now, and they don't even talk about them? It's not even on the news. But they had an 8.0, and since that has occurred, Stuart, there has been a number. As a matter of fact, the last 2 days, earthquakes are hammering the West Coast, up and down the West Coast. And, it may tie into some of the dots you were talking about. There's a lot of spiritual warfare still going on, lots of battles being fought, and I think it all ties together.
Well, the other thing that's kind of interesting with all this weather hitting the United States and kind of coming in right after the UN resolution that the United States authored for all practical purposes to split Israel in two, and bam, we get hit. And now we've got this super volcano in North Korea that they claim is about ready to blow. And I was reading an article where it said, if that thing were to blow full force, it would have catastrophic effects worldwide.
This is what's
interesting. Let alone what
Stuart.
It might do to the plates.
Yeah, this is what's interesting about that volcano and the time frame of it. They have indicated that the parallel nuclear operation going on with Iran exists in North Korea. In other words, you've got two parallel operations of nuclear weapons being developed, one in Iran, the other one's in North Korea, and they're parallel. They're working together. And what's interesting is the North Koreans have threatened Trump and Trump's administration
yes.
as they come into office, and they've also got two ballistic missiles on the launch pad now. However, they may be overlooking a real environmental disaster about to occur in their country.
Yeah, that's how the Lord operates. A lot of people don't realize that actually he operates, well, he can intervene. And I got a story to tell you about that on Ed Dames' new DVD, Exposing the Agenda. It's kind of interesting how all of this works. Before I get into that, though, I brought up the fact that Robert Kennedy Jr. claims he was appointed by Trump to investigate vaccines and the CDC cover-up of autism and how it has maimed and destroyed I don't know how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of young children, destroyed their lives, and they covered it all up. Now, here's a headline. There's no way to vet it. But we do know that a lot of things are going on behind the scenes, like Russian and American joint military operations. Nobody's heard about that, and yet they know about it in the Middle East. So anyway, here's what it says. President Trump orders the FBI to conduct a massive raid on CDC headquarters. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that's really interesting.
Director James Comey warmly embraced in the White House yesterday. FBI agents conducted a massive early morning raid on the headquarters of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, based in Atlanta, Georgia, accompanied by Dr. Scientist William Thompson, who is one of the most feared government whistleblowers in the United States for his exposing the vaccine to autism link cover-up, which of course they did expose in Europe, and vast sums of money were awarded to the parents for this stuff. And over here, of course, that the press, the lying press, I'm going to, you know, the ABC, NBC, all of that, they are such liars. They have actually committed murder. There's a lot of blood on their hands for covering up all of this kind of stuff. But I'm wondering if this didn't actually happen. She claims, or he claims, whatever you want to put onto it, that they actually made a raid, an unannounced raid. And the reason they would do it, I'm convinced, is because CDC is noted for, obliterating records.
Yeah.
So here's what she claims, or he claims, or it claims. Nearly immediately after President Trump appointed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head this vaccine autism task force, the report continues, he then requested that Sally Yates become the acting Attorney General of the Department of Justice on 20 July when he took power, which she accepted, and then nearly immediately returned to her home city of Atlanta, where she impaneled a secret grand jury. And then they made a raid. Now, here's a tweet from Donald Trump, and I don't know if it has. This was back in 27 March 2014. Huh. If I were president, he said, I would push for proper vaccinations, but would not allow one-time massive shots that a small child cannot take, autism. So he connected it right away.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to mention that may connect, Stuart. The left and the establishment may tie in for the really incredible attacks on Jeff Sessions and him taking over the DOJ. They are scared to death what might begin to occur in the investigations and any filing of cases there.
Well, if this is a forerunner of what Trump is actually going to do, and we don't know, I haven't been able to vet it, obviously it's a secret raid, and we won't know about it probably for a little while. But if this is the kind of activity that Trump is going to do, it would not surprise me that there's going to be a whole lot more raids to get to the records.
Well, I do know. Yeah, and another, I wanted to mention this and get your thoughts on this too. At a meeting yesterday, he mentioned when he was talking to the law enforcement and he embraced James Comey there, he said, the sealing of the border of this country begins now. Now, I don't know what that means, but there's also some rumors that the cartels on the Mexican border are arming themselves with weapons, rockets, et cetera, almost like Gaza. So we may be going to have trouble there, but I think I'd rather have him in office than all the rest of them and the press included.
Well, you know, I've often thought that Bibi Netanyahu was given to Israel to guide her through an awful period of time. And I think maybe Trump has been appointed to guide America through awful times and a judgment phase. And that God's going to clean house here. But here's another tweet, I guess you could say, from Trump, September 3rd, 2014. I am being proven right about massive vaccinations. The doctors lied. Save our children and their future. That comes right home because we had problems in the family of a massive vaccination, and it did damage. And at the time, the doctors said, you either take the vaccination and allow it to be done, or basically we go to Child Protective Services and we take the child away because you're an abusive parent. That kind of attitude, that kind of godlike behavior of doctors, I think Trump's going to tackle all of that. And the AMA definitely needs to be tackled. The pharmaceuticals need to be tackled, not just the vaccine manufacturers, but the pharmaceuticals themselves. This whole cartel is just a fraud on the American people. So anyway, I guess you could go on forever about it. But I'm just curious, if a raid like that took place, it's probably a forerunner of other things that are coming down the pike. And the left is going to go totally, totally strange over that, I think. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. And another thing, too, while we're talking here, you mentioned Netanyahu and to lead Israel through a horrible time. And matter of fact, Netanyahu made a statement today out of Israel. He said after 8 years of enormous pressure, and of course we know where that enormous pressure came from for the last 8 years against Netanyahu and Israel, he says Netanyahu now cheers Trump's change of approach. Now, another thing, too, and I wanted to mention this, there seems to be a move on, matter of fact, Trump had a rabbi bless his inauguration also.
Yes.
But you remember U.S. Ambassador David Friedman has now made the comment that he's going to reside. He's the only way to Israel to reside in Jerusalem, which means he's breaking with the 70 Nations Convention in Paris and said that he's going to live in his own apartment that Israel has given him in Jerusalem instead of the traditional quarters in a location close to Tel Aviv. Now, on top of that, there's a report that Jerusalem Mayor Ner Barkat says he's already in discussion about a U.S. embassy move to Jerusalem. So this is moving fast. Now, I did note, and I wanted to add this, that Netanyahu is trying to tone down the rhetoric. And now Israel's ecstatic about this move.
Yes.
Netanyahu's trying to tone down the press and tone down the rhetoric coming out of Israel about this almost imminent move about Jerusalem. But Netanyahu also, the minute Trump took office, initiated the apartment buildings construction in Jerusalem. He has said now that Israel will build Israelis' apartments in Jerusalem, period. So there is a big change in what's happening in the Middle East and in Israel itself and in Jerusalem.
Yeah, and it's probably going to bring war, but we all know, and Israel knows, and Bibi certainly knows, that there is a war coming, and a big one, and a nasty one. I want to get into, before we only got another, 10 minutes, if that, this thing on Ed Dames, exposing the agenda.
Yeah.
I want your opinion on this one. In here, in the DVD, he says that UFOs began to interfere with their Trident missile launches to the point that the military considered that it was really an act of war, but they didn't know who the UFOs were or what they were or who they were or intelligence or what. So they called in, and this I did not realize, they called in Ed Dames, military remote viewing team, to find out who these entities were and what they were about. And it was called Project Twilight. And basically, they came to the conclusion that the UFOs were actually just toying with us. Now, you remember Noyes in Phoenix Rising?
Yeah.
She said, well, they're just playing games. Well, it's the same thing as toying with you. They're playing games. Okay, so here's the interesting part. The USA wanted to conduct a first strike on Russia to become the nations that no one on Earth could ever challenge again. Total world domination. To become the true hammer of the whole Earth. So the UFOs knocked out the telemetry systems. They were all reset to zero. They wiped out all the target data, the coordinates, and they constantly stopped any preemptive strikes, he said, which gave Russia a chance to build up its Satan 1 and Satan 2 weapons, which they have now. No.
Yeah.
You remember when Dick Cheney wanted to wipe out Iran, and he was prevented over and over again from doing it. So
right.
What I'm getting at is, and Ed Dames didn't say that, but it appears that God stopped the USA from doing that, allows Russia to build up because he's going to use Russia and their allies to eventually wipe out the United States during the Ezekiel 38-39 invasion, which you can also find if you want to look it up, folks, Jeremiah 50-51, Revelation 18. And then he got into the kill shot series again in the process of wiping out global civilizations. And his final analysis was these UFOs, the aliens or whoever they are inside, are not really here to help us. And that on a number of occasions, I guess, we've been warned to take care of Earth. And if you go back to Genesis, that's exactly what God told the human race to do. You go take care of your planet. Well, we haven't done it. So I thought that was kind of interesting that without even knowing it, what Ed Dames is saying that was a secret project, this Project Twilight, is paralleling what the Lord says. I have my hand stretched out upon all the nations, and what I have proposed, that's what I'm going to do, and nobody is going to stop it. So here we see the hand of the Lord actually stopping the United States dead in their tracks, then allowing the Russians to come back up. And then what was really interesting is the interference at the United States on their missile systems and whatnot stopped. So you can see how the hand of the Lord is raising all of this up for the grand finale. Not only the takeout of the United States, but the takeout of world civilization as well. And there's no question we're at the very, very end of things. What do you think?
Oh, I think that is really telling. And as a matter of fact, you know, we did stop going to the moon. We stopped our programs. Remember, and we've even delayed probably forever if they could, even going to Mars, because it's still just talk and planning stages. And kind of like smoke and mirrors. But, Stuart, what's interesting is if you're watching Trump basically turn the New World Order and the establishment and governments around the world totally upside down, you're also seeing how that even though the New World Order would love to set this whole thing, this whole plan in concrete of the New World Order, they're not going to be able to because Trump, I believe, is going to so disrupt them, they have to have the arrival help.
Yes. Yep, I've always thought that the New World Order is not the one the rich men of the earth are trying to set up. The real New World Order comes, as Stan Deo said in his analysis of the Book of Daniel, the New World Order is going to be set up as a human alien government, and we know, of course, they're fallen angels, and it's all a big deception that the human race has already bought into and is going to continue to buy into. The strong delusion is already down here. It's working its work just as God said it would. And the human race is in a lot of trouble. How do people reach you, Larry, before we run out of time?
Yeah, just go to and do that. Go to LarryWTaylor.org. If you don't, you're probably not hearing from me right now. All my email accounts are still down. Massive cyber attack against me, and the Yahoo group is down. And I don't know how long.
Well, we'll just keep bringing you back, and you can irritate people as I do. People don't seem to want the truth anymore. But do visit Larry's site. It's an excellent site for updates, and he updates it constantly. And the news is flowing now so fast that that's what everybody needs. Anyway, Larry, I really appreciate you coming on. I know you're not feeling all that well yet. And, folks, heads up, watch what's going on. A lot of it's coming out now. So, anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll see you again. Good night.